Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Faith and Friends. I am pumped for today's conversation with you. We have the joy of hanging out with our sister Hope. Hope Reagan Harris. I just can't help but say her full name. It's so cute. Hope just launched this past week her first ever journal. It's entitled, This Is My Happy Place, a positivity journal to finding God's light. You know, what if our happy place isn't a location? What if our happy place is actually a person? And newsflash, that person is Jesus. Today, you will hear all about how Jesus is everywhere, how he can be transformed into your happy place no matter the circumstance, that our circumstances have really nothing to do with God's character. And Hope is so bold and shares with us this past season that was really hard for her and how we can choose joy in the workplace during a hard season. I just had the greatest time with Hope, and I hope you do too. Enjoy!
Hope Reagan Harris, I cannot believe you're here on Faith and Friends. I'm so excited to chat with you today. I'm just so excited, number one, just for who you are, but number two, like, you have your first book out. It just launched just a few days ago. Tell us all the things. I want to know all about you.
Yes, and, let's do it.
Just all the things.
Perfect. No, Georgia, I'm so pumped. Guys, we were laughing because we actually, like, Georgia grew up in Arkansas. I'm in Arkansas, so we are going to meet in real life soon.
Yes.
So I'm just so excited to be here. I guess a little bit about me, and then I'll chat about the book. I work full-time for a large retailer, so my day job, I say my mission, my day job and my mission fields within the walls of the corporate office.
Wow.
I really love and passionate about workplace ministry. I used to not have feel purposeful where I was, and God's really redefined that in this season.
Wow.
I'm a dog mom. Georgia has seen my dog in the background.
Yes, Sadie.
Yeah, a little
is she a golden doodle?
Yes. Yeah, golden doodle.
She is. I love those. Like, those are probably my favorite.
They're wild. So cute. Like, she's so cute. Four and still crazy. So, dog mom for 4 years. I've married my husband, Will, right out of college. We did long distance the whole time we were dating, which is crazy. First time we lived together was after we were married. And so we've been married almost 5 years. It's worked out. It's been great.
Aww.
And I just enjoy encouraging women wherever I am, but especially on, like, the little cozy corner on Instagram. That's really kind of the spot that I try to encourage and just uplift those around me. So that's a little bit about me. And
incredible. You're incredible. Whoa. Like, literally, you're just such a light. Like, it just radiates off of you. Like, I know you're wearing, like, this cutest little hot pink shirt, but it's your smile and your joy that I love. Your book is really about that. And I want to read every single page because I want to hear your heart through it. And so you're so fun.
I feel the same way about you. Georgia and I were texting a few weeks ago. We're like, we feel like we've known each other our whole lives. So
just
really crazy. Yeah. But the book is, and I'll hold it up, but I know they can't see. This is my happy place.
This is my happy place.
I'm so pumped. The working title was perfect. And it's, This Is My Happy Place, a positivity journal to finding God's light. And so, long story short, I guess after I was post-grad, I started feeling really, really lonely. And I know a lot of people don't talk about, like, the loneliness that you have post-grad where you're uprooted from your community, kind of dispersed across the US or across the world. And I somehow, like, came to this conclusion. I love business. You know, that's what I do all day. And I thought, you know what? I could just start a business to cultivate the community I was craving because no one knew me from Adam. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll start this little business and, like, start. Really, I wanted to get the community. So I started with clay earrings because I thought that would attract the community I was wanting. I gave through the company, like, 10% back to YouVersion because I'm really passionate about global missions. And through that, about a year into it, I reached out to Dayspring and I was like, hey, do you want to do an earring collaboration? Or I have this journal idea. And I mean, this is such a God thing because now I'm trying to work on a second book and it's really hard, guys. So, like, it was such a God thing. They reached back out, like, a few months later and they wanted to talk about a book deal. So it was crazy. Chatted with them. So that just kind of shows that, like, God will make a way when you don't see a way. But, you know, really this book came from a story of loneliness and he totally pivoted it into something absolutely beautiful. Like, this book would not be here if I hadn't had that post-grad loneliness. So really my heart behind the book, when Dayspring and I were chatting, was essentially, I really just wanted to encourage people through the mundane moments. Like, there's so much of life. Like, if we just lived, like truly lived in the moments that we felt like were mountaintop moments, we'd be living like 0.05% of the time. And so my heart is just to encourage and try to shine God's light just in the everyday, ordinary moments. And I was kind of going through a season of burnout after Day Spring said, the working titles is my happy place. And I was walking around my neighborhood. I'd been remote almost a year and a half in the middle of COVID. And I just caught myself wishing for retirement. I was like, I just want to retire. I just want to be done. And I was listening to a Christine Kane podcast, and she talked about, ironically, retirement and how as long as we have breath and as long as God has given us a new day, we have a mission field here and we're on mission and we have purpose. And so I started thinking about that with the working title, This is My Happy Place. And I started thinking, okay, what if our happy place isn't this location that I'm dreaming about or that we're dreaming about, but just like an everyday journey with God? I mean, he's all we need. And I think I had to be stripped away. Like, I had to get to ground zero to realize, like, he's all I need. And really, you know, hopefully these pages encourage people to kind of pivot their perspective and see that inviting God into your everyday, ordinary life is really what it's all about. And there's so much purpose where you are.
Yeah, no, sis, there's so much there that I just was like, ooh, yes, ooh, ooh. Like all of it. That's so good. I feel like even this past season for me, it was a little bit of that post-grad lonelies where it's like, oh, like this is a new season. And at first it was okay. Like, you know, when you're in different seasons and at a different church, or if God calls you out of a church or out of a dating relationship or out of a friend group, it's just like this new unknown. It's like, how do you navigate that? And because we put our happiness in the happenings that are going on around
us.
That
is so true.
All the time. We're like, oh, I'm with these people, so I'm so happy. All this stuff. But what if you're at the sink and there's a mountain of dishes and that may not be your happy place? But like you said, what if your happy place is not a place? It's not a location. It's a person. It is Jesus. And you brought up the mundane moments. And girl, like, I would love to know more about your mundane moments and how you invite Jesus in. Because like, it's a relationship. It don't just happen. Absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, yes, he is with us. Thank goodness for the Holy Spirit. It's a friendship. This has to be cultivated. It has to be watered and loved and taken care of with sunshine alongside the rain, you know?
No, you're so right. And I think that it was when I realized I was not living in my mundane moments that I'm like, okay, I got to change something up. Okay. So to your point, relationship, I think the first thing that I started doing is something that I really had never done for a long time in my life. And that was actually take ownership of reading the Bible. Like, for the longest time, I grew up in church. I mean, I've gone to church my entire life. And I think I had just relied on what other people were telling me or just little supplemental things. And I didn't realize that I wasn't like getting the meat or like the root, like the, I don't know, like the bulk of it. Like, I was just hearing little things, but I truly have seen God change my life and transform by reading his word. And I mean, guys, I'm 27, almost 28. And that's like my whole life, just sort of like, I knew it because I'd gone to church, but taking ownership and actually hearing from him is like the first thing that really changed. Like, I started seeing the world around me totally different. And my heart really changed as well. I think the second thing, so I'm in an office or working at least 45 to 50 hours a week, right? And it's not always fun, but I'm thankful for it because God has just shown me that's where I'm supposed to be right now. But every day to work, or if I'm just working from home, I pray before the day starts, or at least try to, and just invite him in and say, God, like, I want to seek you today. Show me where you want me to shine my light. Show me the conversations you want me to have. Give me the words, or, you know, show me what you want me to do. Place them in my heart. So like, even this morning, there's a lady at Starbucks that, when I go, she's always been so kind to me. I felt prompted to give her one of my books. I don't know why. So I did. And it was kind of nerve wracking, but I'm like, you know what? I felt like God placed that on my heart. So like, I think read your Bible, pray to invite him in. But then when the nudge does happen, like, it's kind of a freak out moment. Just lean into it. And then never know what seed you're planting or dropping, at, you know, and then he'll do the work. So I think those are kind of the two three steps that I would say has really helped me in the mundane. Like today I'm like, been excited. I've been praying over her and like, wow, I hope this, God had that on my heart for a reason. I hope this impacts her and it glorifies him. So just little things. It's the little things that seemingly small moments that he can do insane things that you'll never believe and you'll probably never know.
Right. No, you're right. And you know what? We got to be okay with not knowing because it's not about us. And I think for so long, it's like, oh, let's just do good things. Like people in the world would say, oh, do good things and good things will come back to you. Right. Yeah. And God's word says, you know, I have blessed you to be a blessing of my name. Like go unto all the nations and tell them about who I am. And we love because we were first loved and, you know, we're loved from love, not to be for love, you know? Yeah. And so girl, like to hear you just inviting him in and being like, hey, he's at Starbucks. Hey, he's in his word. Hey, he's in my conversations with him praying. Like, I just love that you said that his words first, because that is our firm foundation. And like, tell me.
Living word.
Yeah. He is the living word. Come on, girl.
Like we have it like in our hands, you know?
I know. Isn't that kind of mind blowing? Like we literally have access to his words that are alive and active. And if we only just opened it up and just denied ourselves and realized that that is our happy place. Honestly, my happy place is with him because I've realized too, Hope, like I can't go through these days without him. Like even my own personality, like I'm like, I just need you because more of you and less of me is just better.
Yeah, 100%. I know it is. It's really crazy. And I think one thing that's helped me with reading the Bible is, well, one thing first, I think that really, this has been on my heart lately. I feel like the enemy's greatest tactic right now is making us feel like his word is confusing. So confusing that we don't want to open it because he knows if we opened it, the enemy does, that it would totally change our lives and we'd totally be showing up in the way God called us to. And so I think that's the first thing. Like if you feel like it's confusing, just keep leaning in, talk to a friend, like ask God for help because it is not meant to be confusing. And I think the second thing that's helped is like when I read this, like the other day I was actually writing a little bit and I was talking about the story of David. And I wrote as I was writing, our brother in Christ, David. And like when I started thinking, oh my gosh, he's like my brother in Christ. That's wild. And like the same God in the Bible is the God, like your God. Like I think when you don't read it as much of a storybook and like realize that's your God, that's your brother in Christ, that's your sister in Christ, it just changes things, you know?
Yeah. No, you're right. I love that. I love that. I've been reading the Old Testament too. And it's just like, like, this is wild. Like I'm reading Numbers. I'm learning about the book of Numbers and I'm like, oh, this is so interesting. Like I'm so comfy in the New Testament.
Yeah.
Like the book of Numbers and like, I love David and Goliath, like all this stuff. Yeah. Jonah and the whale. Yeah. Like, and to think about like this, these things actually happened, but then to go to the book of Numbers and be like, oh, like these are all the sacrifices that these people had to make to be in God's presence. I was reading about adultery, like what happened if you were actually caught in adultery. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is not what the world sees today. Hollywood's just thinking that it's just the greatest thing ever. And I'm like, my stars, this is real and raw. Like God's presence is meant to be honored and just feared. And today people, it's just wild if you take him at his word.
Yeah.
Take him at his word.
It also, one thing I realized through reading the Bible and like understanding more is having direct access to God, to your point, is not something they always had. And like, it is so crazy. Like we have direct access, guys. Like, I don't know. I just think sometimes as you read, it starts hitting you differently. You're like, what? This is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, just your love for the Lord is just so evident. And what I think is so cool too, Hope, that I honestly didn't realize, because I genuinely thought you did this full time. Like you're on Instagram and like, hello sister. And like, oh, just publishing my first book. Yeah, like, I'm a wife and a dog mom. Like I just genuinely thought like that's
it. Yeah.
But to know you're in the workspace and knowing that the Lord has called you there, like, I think that's so incredible because it's, I feel like it's easier for people to be like, oh, I'm just just, you know, an influencer or what even that means. Like, you know, but it's like, no, I'm grinding the 9 to 5. I'm working hard. I'm in these places that are not always the brightest light for the Lord. It's a dark world, but we are called to be a city on a hill that should not be hidden. And just to know that you're there really inspires me, because my gosh, girl, it's like, this is your happy place. It's with Jesus any time of day, at work, at home, on the Zoom calls, whatever. And so tell me, through writing this book, how did it change your heart from knowing, okay, my happy place isn't a place. My happy place is a person.
I think when it really hit me, it was when I realized God's with me. And I think as I was writing this book, it was like, oh my God, I'm actually getting chills just telling you this. Like, oh my gosh, God is with me. And, you know, I've actually just been in a 9-month, really, really hard season at work, just a season of suffering. And it's ironic because as soon as I finished this book last summer, I entered into this season of suffering that actually, guys, is crazy, ended Monday because I got a different job within the company. And it's like that happened Monday. Book launch
Tuesday.
And so it's just really crazy. But I think what changed my heart in the hardest season of my life, like hands down the hardest season of my life, the last 9 months, was realizing God's with me. So as I was having hard conversations and as people were, you know, I was just really struggling, I was able to have every conversation and spend every day being like, God's with me. And I actually had this really weird dream. I know we're kind of like getting off on a tangent.
No. I want to hear it.
When this whole thing happened, like was starting to happen, I was entering, like I was in my season of suffering. I didn't realize it was going to like keep going till now. I had this really crazy dream that was like, I was talking to this girl and we were like talking about a prison and she's like, it's just not worth it. Hope, it's just not worth it. All of a sudden clouds, everything went white. And the most powerful voice I've ever heard was like, we have come to be with you. We have come to be with you. And then before that happened, she had referenced Acts 2-3. And Acts 2-3 is actually when the Holy Spirit comes down on people during the Pentecost. And like, it was wild. I immediately woke up. This was about like midnight when it happened, immediately popped up. Will was like, what's wrong? And I wrote it all down. But I felt like God was even validating, like, I'm with you, Hope. Like, you're in a really hard season. And like, I'm with you. And so I think that's really when everything changes. Like when you're with your best friend, isn't it always happy and fun? Yeah. And like, you know, so I think that I didn't intend to bring up the whole dream thing, but it's, I've not forgotten it. It's just been so apparent that, you know, this last season was from a circumstance perspective, awful. Yeah. But that's actually when I grew the closest to God. And in 1 Peter, you know, it talks about like 1 Peter 4-5 talks all about suffering. And it actually says like, don't be surprised in your suffering, like rejoice. And then it goes on to say believers around the world are undergoing the same circumstances. Then it goes on to say that after a little suffering, God will make you strong and steadfast. And like, I don't know. My season was long and it was hard, but I feel closer to God than ever. And because like God, our circumstances has nothing on God's character and
that's right.
Our purpose that comes from Him. And I think that's just really what I've learned through writing and like reflecting on it during my 9 months of just awful times. So
yeah. No, I'm glad you're sitting in this for a minute because it's giving me permission to also sit in it. And so for all of our friends listening, I hope you also know that you have permission to kind of sit and look back. We're not going to turn around and sit down and be like, we're going to stay here. No, you're not going that direction. But to turn back and just kind of thank the Lord for getting you through the wilderness because He is with you in the wilderness.
Yep.
And I'm just so grateful to know like, that He is with us, because in that loneliness, it can lead us to two things. It can lead us down to isolation or it can lead us to the Lord, because your loneliness can lead you back to Him if you invite Him into that with you. And so I'm just so proud of you. For me, the enemy would just try to get me when I'm alone and just really get just get into the thoughts, right? Yep. And so that's why you choosing joy on a hard day means choosing Jesus on a hard day and still Absolutely. Doing those mundane little things like getting into the word or yeah. praying or, yeah. you know, just having a better attitude about a certain thing. And so I am really inspired to know that that girl, even though you were writing this book and you were like, yay, this is going to be so fun. Like, yes. this is what I wanted. This is everything yeah. I wanted. The enemy was like,
yeah, we're going to
see about this.
Yeah.
But you're here on the other side of it to say, you know what? Like, it has made me stronger. Yeah. Anyone can go through good things, right? Anyone can rejoice when things are good. But how Absolutely. Can you rejoice when things are not good? Like, I couldn't do it without the Lord. Like, I genuinely couldn't.
Same. I'm not going to say that I didn't have really, really terrible low moments, but it was in those yeah. moments that I'm like, God, I need you. Like,
yeah.
I still have life. I still have breath. Like, help me. Like, this, I don't know what to do. Like, there were even times where I'm like, do I even want to be here anymore? And it's like, that's so sad to say, but like, seriously, I mean, that's how much to your point, the thoughts and just,
yeah.
all these things, which is, I mean, so sad. It almost feels like that was a different person that had right. those thoughts, but it's like, you know, I mean, God can transform. And I think it's through his word and through prayer that I've really just, I feel like I'm in my happy place every day because of prayer and through being able to read his word and open it up. And then also the people he's placed in my life, you know, like people like you that he connected us. It's so evident.
Yeah.
And there's so many other girls that I just feel like, gosh, like he's put them in my life at this point in time because he knew I needed them and that they could rally around me when I was to the point that I just didn't know what to do anymore. So I think love on your people, get in the word and
yes.
chat with him because he wants you to run to him. His arms are wide open.
Sister, I just got to sit in that for a second. You're right. Yeah. It's all about him. It's all about his word. It's all about his people. And yeah. he is with us. And if we just are, if we're having a bad day, a bad moment, y'all just kind of take a step back and be like, I am actually not alone right now. I'm not alone in my car. I'm not alone, you know, when I'm in my little cubicle or in the kitchen and the kids are screaming in the other room, or yeah. I'm sitting at a coffee shop and no one is paying attention to me. My headphones are in, wherever it may be. You know, he is with you. And so I'm really excited about your journal because I'm all about the fun. I'm all about the yeah. colors. I'm all about the, give me a journal, give me the fun yeah. pins, tell me what to do. Like, give me an activity.
Yes.
So from the author yourself, I bet you had, number one, so much fun creating this, but tell me, what can I expect as a reader?
Oh my goodness. Okay. So did you ever read Junie B. Jones?
I love her.
Okay. So when I was a kid, there was this really cool journal and I had saved it for a long time, but I must have thrown it away. But anyways, it was like interactive prompts and it was like super fun. And I just want to create like an experience for the readers. I'm real big mm-hmm. on experiences and feeling like you've got this real cozy, like coffee shop vibe. So think of that with the book. That's kind of like the aesthetic throughout. But really, I also didn't want you to have to like think much of like, mm-hmm. how do I apply this? What does this mean? I don't have time. I know my audience is busy. I know the readers have crazy lives. There's a lot of stuff going on. So for 31 days, it's super structured. I love organization. So it's not chaotic. You open the book, you've got a devotional for the day, and it's something to find God's light. So something ordinary, like power positive thinking, when you feel like you've just got a lot of burdens, shame, loving people that are hard to love. There's just
yeah.
different things that tackle every day. Then you have space to write. So there's normally like 3 to 4 questions and then like space to actually write in the pages. Then you flip the page and you've got a positive statement just to focus on for the day. And the statements are, most of them are like from a faith-based perspective. And then you've actually got tips and tricks to implement what we chatted about, which is my favorite part, because I feel like that can teach people how to actually, like, when they go into their day, they've got like 3 or 4 steps to actually like practice what we just learned. And
yeah.
then the last spread is so fun. I actually took a whole bunch of inspiration from Pinterest.
I love it.
The Dayspring illustration like design team came up with, they crushed it. And that's my favorite part. It's beautiful. So it actually kind of looks like a coloring book sort of, but there's different prompts. And then it tells you exactly what to do. So there's like a creative element, reflection. And it's just like, everything I could dream of and more for myself. So I'm pumped about it.
I'm so pumped just hearing about it, girl. Like, this is incredible. I always love having space to write because I love being able to have a question that is easy for me to understand and easy for me to reflect on. Like you said, where it's just like, let's just get right to it. Let's just talk about it. We're friends already. Like, let's just go there. Let's just go for it. And so I'm so grateful for you because you've created a resource that you yourself want and need. And that's when you know it's like your sister's made this for your sister. And I just think that's awesome.
Like, I'm having a hard time writing in it because I'm like, I don't want to mess it up, but
because it's so cute.
And you just go for it.
It's so fun. You just got out of this season on Monday. How does it feel to be on the other side of that 9 month journey? And I know it's only been a few days, but how's your heart doing, girl?
Oh my goodness. It has not quite hit me yet. And I just think back to a few months ago, I felt like God was just kind of telling me like, Hope, finish this assignment strong. I have something better for you. And I think I'm now seeing that he will equip us and he does carry us through each assignment. And I'm just like kind of stoked and pumped to step into this new assignment. Like, I know it's a whole new group of, it's same company, but a whole new group of people to impact. I'm actually doing something with a membership with this company. So I'm really excited to like get to impact people that are like in the world that are our members. And I'm just excited to shine my light into a new place. I'm a little nervous because it's like, normally when I step into a new role, I know my boss. I kind of know like someone on the team. This is like a blank space. I don't know anyone in this area. And I almost like, when I reached out to the hiring manager about the opportunity, there's a way on Zoom to delete it. I was this close to deleting, and now I'm just like, I'm so thankful. So I guess my advice to anyone, no matter what season you're in, like, just lean into what God places on your heart. Like, he will shut the door. He will do the work if it's not supposed to be, but like, don't stress so much over what are you supposed to do that you don't lean in or at least like seek, you know? But yeah, it feels crazy. I'm probably like next week I'll still be like, what?
Yeah, you'll be like, oh wow. Yeah, and that's okay. So like, enjoy it.
Yeah, I am way better version of me, way more of Jesus in me than it was before. And yeah, I wouldn't change it.
Girl, you're proof that on the other side, there's more of Jesus and less of us. It's a sharpening. It's so beautiful because he takes us through the fire to make us more like him. It's that refining fire where the impurities come to the surface as gold goes through a fire. And then the goldsmith scrapes it off. And sometimes it's a little painful, but then you come out and you're shining. Yeah. And I love that you said, you know, this season, now I'm in a new one. Basically, that was the George Brown translation of all that.
Yeah.
But sorry. But, you know, it really helped me understand, like, there are different seasons. Some may be 6 months, some may be 4 years of college, some may be high school and college, or some trade school. You're in a job. Oh, you know, you're newlyweds and you found out you're pregnant. And so it's like, okay, now we're just into this new season, whatever it may be. But the Lord in his goodness and his kindness will meet you there. He's not surprised. So neither should we. So like you said, lean in, let's pray, and let's know that he is our happy place.
Yes.
And he's with us wherever. And so, girl, we kind of chatted about this before, but I just think that we should totally do a giveaway of this is my happy place. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
You copies.
Yes. So how should we do this? Should we just send them on over to... Let's see. We can send y'all over to my page and we're going to have y'all follow. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do a story giveaway.
Let's do a story giveaway. Yeah. I've never done one of those. Can you teach me?
Yeah. I'll give you a template. Let's do a story giveaway. And then let's give like 3 copies away. Let's do it.
Perfect. Y'all, we're going to give 3 copies away. Make sure you're following. I am Georgia Brown and Hope Reagan Harris.
Yes.
And it's going to be incredible.
We're going to do that. So Georgia, this time I feel like way more hyped. Like, you're just a bundle of energy and joy. And girl, I'm just so thankful for you.
I'm so thankful for you. And it's so like, I just love cheering you on because you're my sister. I'm so daggum proud of you. Writing a book, oh, that's a whole season. And you're also like a corporate queen, like in the world, but like you're not of the world. Like, come on. It's just so encouraging. And to know like you're one step ahead of me. You're, you got a little doggy.
You got along. You're right behind me, sister.
And it's just so cute. Like, I couldn't be more proud.
Yeah, thanks, Georgia. I'm so proud of you. And this was the best time ever. I so enjoyed it.
Me too. Faith and friends, I hope you enjoyed our time with Hope Reagan Harris today. I can't like not say your full name.
Oh,
because
just go
it's
for
so
it.
Cute. Yeah. You're so cute. But y'all, be on the lookout for our giveaway. And until next time, make sure you go to DaySpring's website and get you a copy. And hey, if you win the giveaway, then you can share this with someone
else.
Yeah,
then you can give one away. Yeah.
Perfect. The gift that keeps on giving. Thanks, Hope.
Yes. Love you, Georgia. Thank you.
Isn't Hope so much fun? Y'all, we were talking 90 miles a minute. We were just having the greatest time. I hope there's a smile on your face as well as we leave this conversation. And I pray that you just look down. Maybe not if you're driving. Keep those eyes on the road. But look down at those feet at some point today and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that I'm right here, right now, in this season, in this space. And you know what? Our happy place isn't a location. It's with Him. It's with Jesus. And so I'm so excited that Hope and I have the joy of celebrating this launch with you, giving away 3 copies of This Is My Happy Place. We got talking throughout the week and we decided that we're not going to do a story giveaway, we're going to do a real giveaway. So we put together the cutest little fun video and just head on over to Instagram at I Am Georgia Brown and Hope Reagan Harris for a chance to enter. Like and do some commenting and one of these copies could be yours. Until next week, don't forget, sweet friend, there is a song on your heart only you can sing. Your voice is important. Bye!